I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God. Week 9, day 1. Oops, I think Vinny's mic is on his phone.
Shouldn't it be?
No, your phone mic, the other one. The multiple mics that we have to control. Mic management.
Got it.
It's the new normal, Vinny. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you growing a beard out?
I'm
Don't
just
you
not
look
shaving.
Handsome?
Think. What's going on with you?
Nothing.
You all right?
I'm fine. I'm trying to, you know, Monday. Woo!
I got it. You're acting.
Well, you know, I had a great weekend, but you know, listen, it's Monday morning. I'm just trying to, like, you know, our job is to get people up,
right?
Get them to their home office. I had a great weekend. You know, there wasn't any, I can't point to like one particular thing, but I got a lot accomplished and I got a lot of sleep. I had a very nice Mother's Day. I got tacos, turkey tacos, and notes. You know, I like notes a lot.
When you say turkey tacos, you mean ground turkey?
Yeah, ground turkey. He makes it just like regular old meat, but it's, you know. Sound like the ground turkey, and I'm totally down with that.
Well, it's better for you.
It is. I'm sure it is, and it's also, you know, I don't know what it is about ground beef. Like, there's just something about it. Like, I don't mind a hamburger. You know me.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about like ground beef that's like there's always some kind of chewy thing in there, or just, you know, it's just ground up. You don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't want to bum anybody out, but.
Well, isn't ground turkey that? It's ground turkey, right?
It is, but I don't know. There's just like less gula in it.
Oh, all right.
I think. I don't know. I actually, my very favorite is ground chicken. Like, you can get ground chicken thighs. And
oh, yeah.
That's some solid ground meat, you know? Ground meat. Like, think about that. They put it through a grinder. It's just all mushy. Fry it up and it's delicious.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So how was your weekend?
It was plain old weekend. I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't great.
Sure.
There was a lot. I mean, the weather wasn't bad, so that was nice.
Right.
We've got rain predicted for today and tomorrow, but I don't know. Right now,
well,
it's gray out overhead for me.
Yeah, well, I can't. I mean, it's just not light enough for me to tell. This weekend, I was Eddie F., longtime friend of the show. Great guy. He's basically in your boat, except they're both not walking. He's got this daughter.
Well, and he also can't work.
Yeah, no. Right. No, I mean,
no,
as
I mean,
far as like the home life, he's got the little kids going, and you just, between him and you, I think I actually said exactly that in this post. I watched this post that he did where he's like in his garage and he's just trying to burn this kid out. Like, there's this little girl of his, they're doing push-ups, they're doing run in place, they're doing calisthenics, and I'm like, oh my God, I am so, I just, like, makes me count my blessings. I'm like, between Eddie and Vinny, I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, because I know that in your way, this is your reality. Lots of people's reality. You love those kids. You're having fun where you can.
I don't know what to say. What I can say. What I should say.
You should say all the stuff.
Well, no.
Voice the frustrations of the parents of California.
You know, because I think most parents go into it at the correct age, which you could say, oh, your age is it correct? I think I went into it too late, period. That's all. I mean, I did it at a time that worked for me because financially I'd had some setbacks and whatever. But when you're in your 50s, dude, you're just chasing around a one-year-old. That's not... Right now, life should be getting easier, not
That's
harder.
A one-year-old you should be able to hand back to its parents.
Right. Right. So,
here you
yeah,
go. Had a great
it's really
day.
Hard. But as far as his situation goes, his daughter's more intense than any kid I know.
Oh, my God.
She's a lot of work. And I see, you know, he's another guy like Franti that goes, yeah, I'm in it. And then I split for a week and go on tour. And now he's not able to do that. So he's really.
The
well,
things
he's, in my
he's
same
letting.
Boat. Normally, I don't deal as much with the kids, and it's a lot easier. And and neither does my wife. We have a wonderful child care person, and that was the plan up to three, was to have her help us from baby days, well, like 6 months or whatever, up to age three.
Right. And then preschool, kindergarten.
And then nearby preschool that my first daughter went to was good. That's the plan that we were on with her. It worked great. And we're not getting to do that. And it looks like we're not getting daycare back for 6 months.
Oh, boy.
So
really?
That may seem like, well.
Is that what Sue said?
Yeah.
Or is that what California
is
saying?
No, that's what Sue said.
Oh, boy.
So we're like. Okay, well, she's who we want.
Yep.
But do we have to go look for someone else? We'll see.
Right.
Right now, it doesn't matter because no one can open anyway. But we'll see how that goes going
forward.
I'll tell you what it comes down to, though, is Eddie and I both did something that you go, all right, well, there are risks as an older family having kids.
How old is
Eddie? How old is Eddie?
Mm.
I don't know if he's my age or not. He might be.
I want to say he's like early 40s.
Oh, no.
I don't.
Early
somebody,
40s.
I don't know. I mean, I feel
he's
like
49.
Oh, late 40s.
Yeah.
He is your age.
He's a couple years younger than me, but not very much. Anyway, that whole going in late, you get what you get.
Right.
And here's what we got, a pandemic. And
who could have ever predicted it?
Not me.
No. Like, we've just never seen anything like this. I mean, it's just so bizarre.
So, it's cool. we just have to do what we have to do. I mean, 6 months is 6 months.
It'll fly by.
It won't fly by. It's going to be terrible. But there's no one to cry to. It's
right.
The decisions we made, and that's the deal. So, and I... No, he's in the same boat. I also know he wants to go out on tour, and it's not.
No, that ain't happening for a while.
Yeah, so he's.
Well,
there.
That's the thing. I mean, yeah, okay, no daycare for 6 months, but you're there. You are, you know, you're going to be there anyway. And
I guess you
work out a routine and you figure it out and you make it happen. Although,
right.
For someone who is, you know, being told go back to work, who has no place to put their kid, that's a tough one.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what's that's. We're trying not to take all that on in one, one weekend because we just heard that, and I sort of was like, I had a moment of just total. Oh my God, how are we gonna do this?
Right.
This whole plan all along involved help. That's how we
yes.
planned to do it. So, and we'll figure it out. I mean, yeah. These are, I'm sure texters are writing first world problems as we speak. So, and
yes,
they're not wrong.
They're not. And, but on the other hand, like I've said a million times, I don't like to minimize people's problems. I think that everyone's going through what they're going through, and you don't really know what someone else is going through, and how dare you compare it to other people's stuff.
Well,
like, just don't. Just let people have their thing that they're going through. On the other hand, I'm going to start with a story today of someone who needs a bitch slap.
Oh, is it me?
It's not you. Oh,
oh
my God.
Good.
No, you're
all
fine.
Right.
No, but
is
just...
Is it Nicole?
It's not. It's no one that we... It's someone we know of. We do not know.
Oh, okay.
It's a celebrity, but it's... it really... I just read it. My mouth dropped open like, you got to be kidding me. So, I wanted to ask you what you guys did. So yesterday morning when I got up, I had planned this. I really didn't plan it well because the amount of time that it took, I should have started it earlier. I made a little tribute to my mom and I'd had it in my head and I'd gone through my Instagram, pulled up old pictures of her. And that was one of the reasons I did that last week. So I had a bunch of pictures and then Bryn taught me how to use this program called Splice. And I figured that out. And I had this whole big grand idea about how I was going to put this thing together, a little tribute for my mom.
I saw it. It's very well done. It's nice.
Thank you. I spent, no lie, all the other stuff that I had done ahead of time, I spent 3.5 hours yesterday morning from the time I got up, got my coffee, sat down and started putting this thing together. I figured, well, this take me 15 minutes, right? I've already pulled a lot of the pictures. So I look back, I pulled 4 pictures. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go find some more pictures. I mean, it was like from, I think I got it up at like noon. I started at 8:30. But that, you know, as far as Mother's Day went, that was all I could really do for my mom. I sent her a plant, you know, she likes plants.
Well, when you say that's all you could really do, I mean, I feel like you're that guy that always remembers flowers. Like, Jesus Christ, Clarky, dial it back. You're making the rest of us look like douchebags.
Well, listen, for the win,
that was the longest, most incredible tribute. And I'm like, oh, my God, I put up a picture and said 4 words. And Clarky put up a movie. A full-on retrospective movie of her mom from, like,
yeah,
when
I was
were
a baby.
Kids,
right,
all the way up to, you know, the most recent party at the I don't know what bar she goes to,
right.
Coconut Grove.
Sure.
Whatever.
No, she's definitely, you know, I'm trying to beat my brother and sister and stay favorite kid. So, you know, for the win.
You know what's funny is, so you did that and I thought, oh, my God, like, Ellie's going to, you know, fall to pieces over this. And then an hour later, Ellie's posting pictures of how you look like Natalie Wood. And I'm like, well, look at these two having a kumbaya.
I know. My mom was so
harmony. Yeah, I'm sure.
My brother and sister.
What do? I have to do something back, right?
My brother and sister were so jealous of my awesome tribute. So my brother writes to me later. He's like, yeah, so we made her brunch. She finished that. And she spent the next 2 hours watching your video and crying. I'm like, yes. Yes. For the win.
So the mimosas got her tears rolling.
It sounds like it, right? I was like, oh, well, thanks for the brunch prep. You know,
yep.
It's fantastic.
Sheesh.
I know.
Well, we didn't get to do anything. My mom is obviously not here. Well,
right.
You wouldn't know that, not obviously, but she lives down south, so we weren't able to see her, and that sucks. As far as the mother of my kids, you know, she's a restaurant girl, so there's no taking her to restaurant food, which is what she wants. That's what she wants. She doesn't really say that. I'm just telling you I know what she wants. She wants to go to a restaurant. Order a nice meal, have a glass of wine, and that's her idea of living.
Did you get something delivered or?
No, we just, you know, we did what we could do. And
you got food issues there, so.
Yeah, there's the cooking thing. I can't even go there because the food's got to be prepared a certain way for my daughter, so, and only mom knows that. And there's even like a weird, she's kind of like a pitcher. She sort of goes, you can have a pear. And like, it's like she knows what the kids should eat at certain times. Like, she'll go, okay, not a pear because you had that. You should have an apple. Like, there's all snacks, all everything are thought of through mom's sort of idea of what's keeping our daughter healthy. Right. And it's working. So we're not messing with that.
Right.
Mom does her deal and we just...
Well, and now's not the time to try
no.
to add foods back in, you know, because a lot of times that's what they say, right? You get take it down to like basically zero, blandest things right. ever, and then start adding and see
right.
what is possible. They, you can't, because no one wants to go to the hospital right now.
No one. Nope.
It's the last place you want to go. Even, you know, even if you think you have coronavirus, you're like, I'll tough it out here for a while. Yeah. No thanks.
Right, not wanting to go, and so that's part of the deal is we're just being really careful. So I did all the dishes, I did the laundries, I did things around the house that I could do to help, and mom got a nap in. But for the most part,
nice.
This was not one of those Mother's Days that she's going to look back. Well, she'll look back on it.
Actually, right. I mean, we're all going to remember last Mother's Day.
Yeah,
when we were all in lockdown.
But this won't go down as one of her favorites, I'm sure. But we did. So what I did over the weekend, I watched Ice Age 1 and 2.
Oh, my God. What fun.
Yeah. I saw Bad Boys, which is a Will Smith movie. Bad Boys, yeah, the new
bad
one,
boys.
Whatever that one. Yeah.
For
is
life.
Bad Martin Boys for Life.
Short?
It is.
Him? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're
cute. How was that?
They're
I liked
fine.
The first one.
They're fine. I didn't even see the first one and I'm pretty sure it didn't matter.
Yeah.
I kind of get them. They're the
Well, if
cops
you want more, that... nice to know there's another one.
Yeah. you know what I also watched?
What's that?
Is I saw they're replaying old Super Bowls. And so I only caught a couple minutes of the end of this Super Bowl, but it was the Pats versus the Rams.
Oh.
Going back to Kurt Warner days, which I think they called that the greatest show on turf. Something like that. Anyway,
what year was it?
I don't know, and I'm sure
did
if
the Pats win,
the Pats did win. They, in fact, the funny part of this sort of Super Bowl replay was it was Madden. It's Madden and Pat Summerall doing the call. So you know this is 20 years ago, right?
Right.
And Madden at one point he goes, and this is what I loved about Madden. I think this is what most people loved about Madden. There's 1 minute left. The Rams had just tied it up. And Tom Brady starts going down the field, and Madden goes, I do not agree with this call at all. I think you stop, you just take it into overtime, and you try and get the win. And Tom Brady throws a pass, and they get it, and they get out of bounds. And he's like, well, that changes my opinion on this move dramatically. I feel like I wouldn't have done that, but now all of a sudden it looks like they may. Oh, there's another pass and another out of bounds. Wow, look at that. And now they're almost...
Stop the clock.
Whoa! They're now in position to make a kick. It looks like Bill Belichick knew what he was doing when he decided it. And I'm just laughing like, oh, Madden.
That's so funny.
He just... Right in there in a Super Bowl, he just makes a bold statement and then has to eat it as they go down the field.
And does, you know? I mean, honestly, there they are sitting there for 4+ hours.
Yeah.
It's funny because I watch a lot more football than I would want to. And I don't love Madden. Like sometimes, you know, but I guess I should probably try to have an appreciation for because sometimes he would just be talking about the most inane things while stuff's happening on the field. And he's like looking at the seagull that's decided to settle there. But I to anybody who's ever had to sit behind a mic and forget 4 hours, 6 hours for the Super Bowl, right? And have constant stuff coming at them. Not just watching the play and calling the play, but, you know, here's some stats and this person's handing you this piece of it. I mean, I'm telling you, it's not physically hard work, but man, is that a mentally taxing thing.
Oh, yeah, you're torched.
And the people who can really do it and do it well, I have a ton of respect for them, you know? Mm-hmm. There's a guy who did it his whole life, really.
And I think for those footballers, it's one thing if you get a good game. If you get a bad game, that's when you're suddenly talking about the seagull and you're trying to figure out what else can we... Yeah, I said everything I was going to say about the players in the first half.
Right.
Now what?
Now if only they would do something.
So the other thing we did, and I'll tell you this real quick, but it was fun and it's something you can do. I think we did it on Zoom, but we played a game with the McCutcheons called... Well, you've played this game for sure. You play it on your phone. uh-huh. and you make up an answer to a question.
Was it a Jackbox game?
I think it is, yeah.
Oh, God, I love those games. You can play those on your phone?
You can play them on your phone and on the computer screen. So there we are watching the McCutcheons, but the screen comes up and we're choosing with our phones.
Oh, my God. That's such great news. I love those games.
Super fun. Like, it's... I don't want to say it's the most fun I had all weekend, but it might be. Like, we had a blast.
Which game did you play? Do you know?
It's like
Murder Trivia or Quiplash or Fibbage or...
It's Fibbage. You have to make up a lie?
I think the... I'm not sure which one.
You know what? I'll ask my wife and tell you after I know that she's up, I'll go out there and ask her. But whatever we played, it's one of those games with your phone and on the screen.
Yeah,
and
worked great. I have to figure that out because the Jackbox games are, they're great. I really enjoyed
it. It was super fun. And not only did we play two games, but I was I'm down to do another.
Oh, who backed out?
I think we did. In the end, we end up backing out. But it's one of those things that, like, wow, we're playing and I'm into it. And
yeah.
And I'd go another round.
Well, it's funny because you get so invested in your answers where you're like, oh, crap, my phone. You know, there's always something. I love those games. They're so funny. And we get filthy when we play them. I thought the McCutcheons were.
It. You're right. That's it. You can make up the answer and I can be as obnoxious as you want. And it's.
Everybody knows it's yours because.
Yeah, I got.
Is it the one where you have to sort of people pick, or it's that sound like? Okay.
So first you have to make up a lie, and then it shows you all the answers that everyone's made up, and then you have to pick the right answer.
Right. And hope that people pick your answer.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, right. So I forget what that's called, but that's what we played, and it was super fun. So there's a suggestion for you guys, and we should probably begin.
We should. KLS, good morning. Happy Monday. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.